Welcome to this Market Commentator podcast. It forms part of MoneyWeb's weekly series of interviews with leading investment professionals. My name is Ryk van die Kerk. Our guest today is Herman van Velsen. He's the head of balance funds at Stanlib. Herman, welcome to the show. The theme of the year is definitely volatility. What is your view on the current market conditions?
Ryk, 2015 is proving out the sort of inflection year that investors and fund managers, especially at Stanlib, had been anticipating to come through. This is the year that we've seen the change in the potential change in economic policy and the sort of first time that we are now talking the change in quantitative easing, that we are reforming the markets back to normality. So this is the year where we've been expecting returns to be volatile, and as things are starting to pan out, is that we are going to see returns a lot more conservative than last year.
So you expect yields to decline or normalize. How do you manage the expectation of your investors? You know, we've seen significant returns over the past few years. There's definitely a perception amongst fund managers that there will be a moderation in returns. How do you manage the expectations of your investors?
This year for us has been the best opportunity to utilize cash as a parking bay for volatile assets. So we've increased cash levels from the back end of last year, and that has continued. This allows us the opportunity to stay out of the market while the bond rates are rising and to utilize opportunities in the equity market. So to this stage, for us, it's been to position the portfolio more conservative than we've been for some time.
So you're becoming more defensive, if I can put it like that.
Yes, we are defensive from relative to our benchmark, relative to where we've been in 2010, 2011, when our funds were fully invested. We've basically taken the view that equity returns are reducing, or the expectations should come down. And on that basis, this year is going to be a tough year to do very well in these funds.
What do you actually do to become more defensive? Do you take larger positions in cash, reducing your equity exposure?
We reduce equities, and then we also hedge out the equities. So we take on put positions. In that sense, we are able to hedge out some of the equity without having to sell it, because it's in our mind, in future, we will still be buyers of equities.
And in the past, you have been more biased towards international equities. Are you reducing international exposure or only local exposure?
We've reduced international exposure by a smaller margin than domestic. We're less fully invested as what we proved to be in other years. So currently, our domestic equities are a lot lower than what they were, so we underweight that, but we still overweight international, but not to the same extent.
Is there a difference in the perception of risk between fund managers and investors?
That is an interesting question that we notice over the years that we've been managing the fund. Post the financial crisis, the risk aversion from the investors was very high, and fund managers seemed to work through that quite easily. Today, the scenario has changed totally. The inverse is true. Risk aversion from fund managers is escalating, and those of the investors have been receding. So currently, you will find that investors are continually asking us, but times are good. One, aren't you higher in equities? And that's where the difference is now very much noticeable, that fund managers' aversion has escalated, and our clients and our investors seem to be quite sanguine about risk.
That is very interesting. You are turning more defensive. That is counterintuitive. Is there a surprise waiting for investors, or how do you manage that? Have you seen outflows of people saying you are too conservative?
We notice there are people that have brought that to our attention, and they find the fund maybe less attractive on those grounds. But fortunately, there is always other investors that find the way we manage the portfolio true to our philosophy and process. And bring that into account, we normally have good inflows into the fund. But generally, we do notice that our questions around our risk aversion is now elevated relative to other years.
We are definitely in a volatile period. You've been managing the balanced fund since 2005, so that's close to a decade, and you've seen a lot of different market conditions. You saw the strong bull run up into 2008 and 9. Then we saw the market correction and the financial crisis. And then we saw another strong run up until the end of last year. How does the current conditions compare to those you've seen over the past decade?
In the past, we had a lot more opportunity to find returns from various asset classes. But this cycle, we've seen convergence of returns. So the opportunity to find asset classes that are really attractive is something that is now has seen its best days. So from all these years, this is probably the highest cash that we've ever had. In the past, we had some opportunity in the various asset classes that have been available. Commodities in a few years ago was an interesting position to hold. Today we at the point where we have the least of our sort of opportunities that we can see today.
Where do you see opportunities to increase your cash holdings will impact on the return of the fund? Interest rates are really low at the moment. Are you looking at opportunities elsewhere?
Currently, capital preservation, in our mind, remains one of the sort of corner strategies that we would like to continue with. So that helps us to use the cash opportunities out there. Going forward, fixed income, in our mind, will be attractive as an asset class. We've seen bond yields really retrace quite significantly, and the real yield in our R186 or the 10-year is starting to become more attractive. So we in a scenario where we probably expect the next opportunity is going to be in fixed income rather than the traditional equity space.
Do you expect an interest rate hike before the end of the year?
Yes, we expect a number of interest rate hikes, especially from the Fed, and we also can see our domestic interest rate rise further this year, which in effect will be able to generate real yields going into 2016. As our inflation peaks, we probably would see that would be the peak of the rate cycle as well. So we see that panning out in the next 6 months.
Although you are becoming more defensive, you still have close to 60% of your portfolio invested in equities, most of it is in consumer markets. Your top holdings are British American Tobacco, Steinhoff. Then you also have a significant stake in BHP Billiton, First Rand, and MTN. Just talk us through the thinking behind those stocks.
The opportunity we find today is that given that we've got more capacity to buy offshore, so that allows us further diversification. And if you look at the shares that we hold, the top five are well diversified. So we use the high equities, but we try to keep the fund more diversified without sort of falling prey into one subsector. And that basis, we have a preference for global listed shares, and BTI fits that very well.
One share that is not there is Naspers. What is your view on Naspers?
That's an interesting question. We own Naspers. We have Naspers in the fund. It's part of our, comes at the sort of back end of our top 10. The bet size that we have in Naspers is somewhat off the benchmark. But we've got about a 4% holding in Naspers in our equities. So in effect, we have exposure, but not to the same extent as you may find in other funds. To complement that, our offshore holdings have Naspers and a number of other internet shares, which in effect helps us to have a good exposure towards the sector.
Your foreign equity exposure represents around 21% of the fund. What international shares has attracted your eye?
Our international shares are managed by our partner Threadneedle, and the opportunity for them is global consumer companies, which has been attractive to them, and media and other internet companies has been the sort of second part of their strategy. They're big in Google, big in the Naspers from an international point of view, and a number of the companies are the same sort of in the same category.
Just coming back to the local market, the commodity sector seems to be a sector that many of the value investors you know, see a lot of value in, although it has underperformed over the past few years. What is your view on the commodity sector here?
The commodity has been the big talking point for the last 6 months, and especially this year. The suggestion has been either to go back and buy into commodities, or alternatively understand the supply-demand balance that is currently at play. And from where we stand, is the opportunity for commodities is actually not as strong as it you may think after the major decline in prices. Supply is still prolific. We just see still supply coming on at quite a big rate from the previous years of overinvesting. So from our point of view, commodities for 2015 will probably not be the solution to the portfolio. So we rather sort of more muted around commodity expectations.
Just looking at some of the other asset classes in the portfolio, what is your position on property?
Property is in line with the bond yields that were expensive. So property has followed that. In our mind, property currently is expensive, and hence risk of downside is increasing as the property market has continued to rally. As these interest rates normalize, we'll probably see property shares to underperform. So from our point of view, property currently is not an opportunity in the fund.
Just lastly, the fund is compliant to Regulation 28. Would the asset allocation be different if you were not compliant?
We consider that, but Regulation 28 is really broad. So from our point of view, we don't think Regulation 28 in effect does hamper our opportunity set. So to answer this, no. We're quite comfortable that Reg 28 is wide enough for us to operate in.
Herman van Velzen is head of Balanced Funds at Stanlib.